HarperCollins presents Our Daily Bread, From Argos to the Altar, A Priest's Story, written and read by Alex Frost. Foreword by Alistair Campbell. "We don't do God" is perhaps the most oft-repeated soundbite of my time in politics. It is often interpreted as an anti-faith statement. It is not, and was never intended as such. It was my way of saying I did not believe that the public liked to see politicians relate their faith to their politics. Indeed, I am a pro-faith atheist. I don't do God myself, though my believing sister Liz constantly assures me God does you. I'm also extremely pro-people of God who do good, and Father Alex is very much in that category. That became all too clear in the powerful BBC News documentary, The Cost of COVID, A Year on the Front Line. The documentary focused both on his work and on that of Pastor Mick Fleming from the Church on the Street Ministries, showing the many families affected by extreme poverty in Burnley, Lancashire. Like millions of people, I was deeply moved by the film and horrified to witness the levels of deprivation that have hit parts of the North, and indeed many parts of the UK. Sadly, it didn't come as any great surprise, as I have been concerned and publicly vocal about the austerity measures that have crippled much of Britain before, during and since the global pandemic. It was hard not to be affected by the stories and people featured in this news item, and I was delighted to see the piece recognised at the recent RTS Awards. Father Alex and I share a passion for football. We are both dedicated supporters of Burnley Football Club and have followed the club for decades. We have seen times of great success, including a number of years in the Premier League, a brief foray into European football, and the spectacular development of the infrastructure of our ground turf moor, with training facilities on the edge of town, near to the beautiful Gawthorpe Hall. We also both know what it is to suffer as fans of the Clarets, and have both lived through the club's numerous failures and near misses, though with some exceptions, including the nail-biting encounter that saw Burnley narrowly beat Orient FC in May 1987 to retain our place in the Football League. I also spotted Alex on social media, where he hosts his aptly named podcast, The Godcast, and was delighted to accept an invitation, not least so I could adapt that soundbite to "I don't do God, but I do The Godcast." Despite being interviewed thousands of times by journalists in the media, which can make me a bit bored and formulaic, I found our discussion a refreshing and at times fearless one. It isn't often I'm asked to talk about God or faith, and asked to do so in such a spirit of compassion and empathy. This way of speaking in the public eye is perhaps a challenge to all politicians to seek the common ground, to argue better, as Father Alex goes on to discuss in this timely and important book. I was struck by Alex's remark so much that I mentioned him in an article I wrote for The Independent in December 2020. Father Alex's call for a kinder, compassionate approach to politics and life shouldn't be underestimated. This book has numerous accounts of kindness overcoming greed, action overcoming austerity, and, dare I say it, light overcoming the darkness. Father Alex's skill is that he does his work with humour, empathy, and a down-to-earth approachable spirituality. While I may not feel called to be a weekly disciple at the foot of the cross, I deeply respect and admire those who are, and understand that for many people spiritual well-being is as essential to well-being as anything else. Father Alex's reminder that poverty extends far beyond financial scarcity is an important matter to be considered if the current government's levelling up agenda is ever to be truly lived out as an aspiration that is achievable and not merely end up as yet another slogan devoid of substance. Father Alex makes the point that before tarted up town centres and renovated clock faces, priority should be given to those who need it most, and frankly, I couldn't agree more. Our Daily Bread is a unique and rare insight into the work of an urban parish priest. Without the church's engagement with such matters of social injustice and voluntary support, many places would be in a much graver situation than they already are. Father Alex gives a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?